This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic Brainstuff episode. In this one, we talk about a technological process that was just getting started back when this episode originally published in 2018, using recycled plastics in paving and fixing up roads. Since then, research and rollout have continued, but here are the basics. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. A few years ago, engineer Toby McCartney was working in southern India with a charity that aided pickers who worked at landfill sites harvesting reusable items and selling them. McCartney discovered that the plastic waste they retrieved was being put into potholes in roads, doused with gasoline, and set afire. When the plastic melted into the holes and then hardened, it filled them. When McCartney returned to Scotland, he told two of his friends about what he had seen. As one of them, Gordon Reed, recalls, they decided that it would work better to use plastic waste to create a new type of material specifically designed for use in roads. After a year of research, they developed a method for transforming a mix of industrial and consumer plastic waste into pellets of a new material that could replace bitumen, the oil-based sealing material that holds asphalt together in roads. Since Reed's company, McReber, started operations in April of 2016, the company's recycled plastic road-building material has been used to build roadways in places ranging from Australia to Dubai. Reed says, "We've got roads on every continent, and we've had interest from round about 50 countries in the world. The company currently is having discussions with a university in California about building a test road to demonstrate that its plastics are compatible with standards in the United States." According to Reed, using recycled plastic for road building sounds simple, but it actually requires a complex process to create the right material. He explained, different plastics do different things to bitumen. If you use the wrong mix, it can actually make the bitumen more brittle. McReaper avoids using PET bottles and other types of plastic that are easily recycled, and instead concentrates on types of waste plastic that might otherwise end up buried in the ground. Reed declined to go into too much detail as so not to reveal too much about McReaper's proprietary process. In addition to keeping plastic out of landfills, the company says its plastic road materials can save about a ton in carbon dioxide output for each ton of bitumen that the plastic replaces. The company has developed different types of road-building plastic for different environments. One variety is designed for roads in such places as the Middle East, where more tensile strength is needed to resist asphalt's tendency to deform from heat. Another is designed to be more flexible and resist the freeze-thaw cycle in colder places such as Canada or Scotland, Reed says. McReaper's current products are capable of replacing between 6 and 20% of the bitumen in roads, but Reed is hopeful that within 2 years, improved versions will replace as much as 50%. Reed says that McReaper's plastic road materials physically bind with the bitumen, which prevents it from breaking loose and getting into the environment. In the U.S., plastic is already being used in road maintenance. University of Texas at Arlington civil engineer Professor Sahodat Hussain, director of the School Solid Waste Institute for Sustainability, has turned to recycled plastic as a way to solve the problem of unstable soil on highway slopes, which eventually can cause the road surface to fail as well. He's developed a technology for taking plastic from landfills and then recycling it to manufacture giant pins that are inserted into the falling soil to stabilize it. Hussain explained via email that the recycled plastic pin, quote, has been successfully tested as a laterally loaded pile in different highway slope stabilization projects in the state of Texas, Iowa, and Missouri. The Texas Department of Transportation has adopted the recycled plastic pin as one of their approved slope stabilization methods. It takes just 3 to 4 minutes to install each of the pins in the ground, so an entire unstable area can be shored up in a few days. He said, once the pin is installed into the ground, it is less susceptible to degradation, which makes it a long-lasting solution for slope repair. Each recycled pin utilizes about 500 plastic soda bottles. At one of the demonstration sites, Hussein's research group put 600 plastic pins into the ground, making use of some 300,000 plastic bottles that otherwise would have ended up in landfills. Hussain thinks that the Chinese government's recent decision to ban imports of plastic waste for recycling could create an opportunity for U.S. entrepreneurs to make road materials. China imported 776,000 metric tons of plastic waste from the United States in 2016. Hussain said, "I am positive more and more roads will be constructed using recycled plastics." But he does note that more work needs to be done to develop new methods, including full-scale testing and life cycle analysis of roads containing plastic materials. Today's episode is based on the article Recycled Plastic Waste Creates Roads on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit-tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.